The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Another great feast day today. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024, Thursday of the fourth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. Most of what we know about Mark comes straight out of the New Testament. He's usually identified with the Mark of Acts 12:12. When St. Peter escaped from prison, he went to the home of Mark's mother. Paul and Barnabas took him along on the first missionary journey, but for some reason, Mark returned home alone to Jerusalem. The oldest and shortest of the four Gospels emphasizes Jesus' rejection by humanity while being God's triumphant envoy. St. Mark died in the year 68 AD. St. Mark, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I give you this day. I offer you now all of the good that I shall do, and I promise to accept for love of you all of the difficulty that I shall meet. Help me to conduct myself during this day in a manner pleasing to you. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today's feast day is that of Saint Mark, the Saint Mark of the Second Gospel, the Evangelist. In fact, the Gospel for today's Mass is from his very Gospel. The very end of it, it goes, Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, go into the whole world and proclaim the Gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us each of the gospel narrations. We thank you particularly for St. Mark's version. It has its own style, very vibrant, very quick-moving. It is the shortest of the four gospels, but how much is packed in there? How much packed in there? Thank you, Lord, for sending us this writing through the Holy Spirit from your servant, St. Mark. According to Eusebius of Caesarea, Herod Agrippa, King Agrippa I, in his first year of reign over the whole of Judea, that being AD 41, killed James, the son of Zebedee, and arrested Peter, planning to kill him after the Passover. Peter was saved miraculously by angels and escaped out of the realm of Herod. Peter went then to Antioch, then through Asia Minor, visiting the churches in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, as mentioned in his letter, his first letter, St. Peter, and arrived in Rome in the second year of Emperor Claudius, AD 42. Somewhere on the way, Peter encountered Mark and took him as travel companion and interpreter. Mark the Evangelist wrote down the sermons of Peter, thus composing the Gospel according to Mark before he left for Alexandria in the third year of Claudius, AD 43. As one writer put it, his voice boomed over the crowds in Rome, as they had all over the empire. The large fisherman was aging, but his voice was still filled with intensity and conviction. The thronging crowds listened with curiosity. Rome was the hub of the civilized world, and Peter preached the message of a Jewish rabbi named Jesus from the faraway country of Israel. Many in the crowd had believed in Jesus and had become part of this newly formed society called the church of which Peter was the acknowledged head. Standing at his side was his fellow worker and secretary, John Mark. John being his Jewish name and Mark his Latin name. Peter probably baptized Mark himself, since he calls him his son. Peter sent Mark to preach the gospel in Egypt, and today the largest church in Cairo is dedicated to Saint Mark, who first brought the gospel there. From Eusebius, we learn, quoting him, "So brightly shone the light of true religion in the minds of Peter's hearers, that not satisfied with a single hearing, or with the oral teaching of the divine message, they resorted to appeals of every kind to induce Mark, whose gospel we have, as he was a follower of Peter, to leave them in writing a summary of the instruction they had received by word of mouth. Nor did they let him go until they had persuaded him, and thus became responsible for the writing of what is known as the Gospel according to Mark. It is said that, on learning by revelation of the Spirit what had happened, the apostle was delighted at their enthusiasm and authorized the reading of the book in the churches." Yes, vibrant preaching recorded through the Holy Spirit, focusing on that one word immediately. Writing for a primarily Roman audience, Mark emphasized the power and action of Jesus, something that the Romans knew and respected. In the Revised Standard Version New Testament, the word immediately is used 75 times, an amazing 35 of which are in the Gospel of Mark. Romans were men of action, power, and orderliness. Jesus is shown to be in complete control and on the move. That Mark is writing to a non-Jewish audience is apparent from the fact that his Jewish terminology is translated and the geography of Israel is explained. In fact, Mark twice gives a Latin explanation for a Greek word. Immediately, Lord, we go to a scene in which you made a miracle. In Mark chapter 5, verse 41, the forlorn leader of the synagogue, there with his wife, and James and John, Peter, and the young girl dead upon her bed. Mark gives it a more literal translation of your text, Lord, that you gave us through Mark, goes like this. So he takes the hand of the little child and says to her, Talitha cum. That means, little child, I say to you, arise. Right then and there, the little girl gets up and starts walking around. She was 12 years old, and they were amazed immediately with great astonishment. What a compliment this gospel is to the other ones, Matthew and Luke especially. Matthew and John emphasize the teaching of Jesus. Mark emphasizes Jesus' action and powerful miracles that only God could perform. In fact, Mark's gospel opens the first chapter immediately with Jesus performing miracles. In Mark's gospel, there is no Sermon on the Mount or hierarchical church, no Petrine primacy or high priestly prayers. Mark invests all his energy into proving the power and divinity of you, Jesus. He leaves the rest to the other apostles and inspired writers. His main goal is not so much to present you, Lord, as the Messiah of the Jews, but speaking to the Romans, he is more interested in demonstrating you, Jesus, as the Lord of history and master of creation. No genealogy is given of you, Jesus. You are a servant. You don't need any genealogical introductions. Mark tells us that you, Lord, are not only a servant, but an obedient son. He opens the good news of you, Lord, with the revealing words, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, which tips his hand right from the start. The theme is set. Even a demon blurts out, "You are the Son of God." The gospel concludes with the same affirmation of Jesus' identity, this time by a Roman centurion, a leading man of the very nationality Peter and Mark are trying to convert and teach. At the foot of the cross, the worldly, political Roman centurion declares, "Truly this man was the Son of God." Yes, thank you, Lord, for this gospel you gave to us through Mark. What a gem of simplicity, fast-paced action it is, an intimate knowledge of the truth. Picturesque it is, written in the manner of simple folks, without the polished linguistics of the other New Testament writers. One can imagine, just imagine, the big fisherman speaking rapidly, passionately to a crowd in Rome. He's thinking in Aramaic, his original language, yet trying to relay his eyewitness account realistically and convincingly, so they can understand in their native tongue. Peter, not the intellectual giant, but the average working man, gesticulates with his calloused hands as he tells them the good news, what he experienced, what impressed him. And there at his side is his trusted friend Mark, yes, interpreting and writing so that the 20 centuries later, we could believe from the mouth of an eyewitness that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Lord, grant me this same inspiration. Grant me this same immediacy, this same zeal. Help me to delve more deeply as I meditate on each of the Gospels, and particularly picking up the vibrancy of St. Mark. And we got to go here, and we must speak there, we must do that. An urgency which is faithful, which might be characterized, as St. Jose Maria put it, caritas Christi urgit nos. The love, the charity of Christ moves us, pushes us, urges us. Thus, may I read all the Gospels, but particularly may I be moved by St. Mark's. The Gospel verse of today's Gospel says, "We proclaim Christ crucified. He is the power of God and the wisdom of God." Jesus, help me feel that wisdom. Help me to feel that power to serve and to give away your good news, the good news to everyone and everywhere, as your Spirit leads me. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help for putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's plenty more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. This day of prayer begins in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On the Feast of St. Mark, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and we join the whole church in prayer now as we begin the liturgical day. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord who speaks to us through the Gospel. Alleluia.
Come, let us worship the Lord who speaks to us through the Gospel. Alleluia.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Come, let us worship the Lord who speaks to us through the Gospel. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship the Lord who speaks to us through the Gospel. Alleluia.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Come, let us worship the Lord who speaks to us through the Gospel. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship the Lord who speaks to us through the Gospel. Alleluia.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Come, let us worship the Lord who speaks to us through the Gospel. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship the Lord who speaks to us through the Gospel. Alleluia.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
Alleluia.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Alleluia. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their voice has gone out to the limits of the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Alleluia.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds.
Alleluia.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds. Alleluia.
Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from the dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil.
They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly.
They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, who will see us? Who can search out our crimes?
He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock.
Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
They proclaimed what God has done for us. They grasped the meaning of his deeds. Alleluia.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory.
Alleluia.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory. Alleluia.
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne, justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just,
and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God's holiness was revealed by them. All nations saw God's glory. Alleluia.
The Lord will give his message to the preachers of the gospel. Alleluia.
He will give them strength to proclaim it fearlessly. Alleluia. A reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. I plead with you, as a prisoner for the Lord, to live a life worthy of the calling you have received, with perfect humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another lovingly. Make every effort to preserve the unity which has the Spirit as its origin and peace as its binding force. There is but one body and one Spirit, just as there is but one hope given all of you by your call. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and works through all and is in all. Each of us has received God's favor in the measure in which Christ bestows it. Thus you find scriptures saying, when he ascended on high, he took a host of captives and gave gifts to men. He ascended. What does this mean? But that he had first descended into the lower regions of the earth. He who descended is the very one who ascended high above the heavens, that he might fill all men with his gifts. It is he who gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man who is Christ, come to full stature. Let us then be children no longer, tossed here and there, carried about by every wind of doctrine that originates in human trickery and skill in proposing error. Rather, let us profess the truth in love and grow to the full maturity of Christ the head. Through him the whole body grows, and with the proper functioning of the members, joined firmly together by each supporting ligament, builds itself up in love. The word of the Lord. No prophecy ever came from man.
The men who spoke the word of God were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Alleluia.
The Lord gives wisdom. Knowledge and understanding flow from his mouth.
The men who spoke the word of God were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Alleluia.
A reading from the Treatise Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. The church, which has spread everywhere, even to the ends of the earth, received the faith from the apostles and their disciples. By faith, we believe in one God, the Almighty Father, who made heaven and earth, and the seas and all that are in them. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became man for our salvation. And we believe in the Holy Spirit, who through the prophets foretold God's plan, the coming of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, his birth from the Virgin, his passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into heaven, and his final coming from heaven in the glory of the Father, to recapitulate all things and to raise all men from the dead, so that by the decree of his invisible Father, he may make a just judgment in all things, so that every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God, Savior and our King, and every tongue confess him. The church, spread throughout the whole world, received this preaching and this faith, and now preserves it carefully, dwelling as it were in one house. Having one soul and one heart, the church holds this faith, preaches and teaches it consistently, as though by a single voice. For though there are different languages, there is but one tradition. The faith and the tradition of the churches founded in Germany are no different from those founded among the Spanish and the Celts, in the East, in Egypt, in Libya, and elsewhere in the Mediterranean world. Just as God's creature, the sun, is one and the same the world over, so also does the church's preaching shine everywhere to enlighten all men who want to come to a knowledge of the truth. Now of those who speak with authority in the churches, no preacher, however forceful, will utter anything different, for no one is above the master, nor will a less forceful preacher diminish what has been handed down. Since our faith is everywhere the same, no one who can say more augments it, nor can anyone who says less diminish it. Christ sent me to preach the gospel, but not with the wisdom of this world, in which the cross of Christ loses all its meaning.
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are on the way to destruction. But to us who are on the way to salvation, it is proof of God's power. Alleluia.
The world did not come to know God through wisdom. It has pleased God to save those who believed through the foolishness of the message we preach.
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are on the way to destruction. But to us who are on the way to salvation, it is the proof of God's power. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death. to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. O God, who raised up Saint Mark, your evangelist, and endowed him with the grace to preach the gospel, grant, we pray, that we may so profit from his teaching as to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
The Great Commission is coming up in today's Gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the Feast of St. Mark. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we hear the Great Commission from the end of the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
He appeared to the 11 themselves as they sat at table, and he said to them,
"Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover."
So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that attended it.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. In the end, Mark had one particular purpose in life, and that was to write and disseminate his gospel. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. From his early youth, St. Mark belonged to that group of first Christians of Jerusalem who had lived with Our Lady and the apostles, all of whom he knew well. His mother was one of the first women to provide for Jesus and the 12 out of her own means. Mark was also a cousin of Barnabas, one of the chief figures of those first days, and the man who initiated him in the task of spreading the gospel. Mark went with Paul and Barnabas on their first apostolic journey, but on arriving in Cyprus, he seemingly felt that he was unable to carry on any further, for at that point he left them and went back to Jerusalem. Paul appears to have been quite disgusted at Mark's inconstancy, to the extent that when later on Barnabas and he were planning their second journey, Barnabas wanted to bring Mark with them again, but Paul would not hear of it because of the way he had let them down on the previous journey. The argument between Paul and Barnabas waxed so intense that they eventually went their separate ways and undertook separate apostolic missions. About 10 years later, we find Mark in Rome, this time helping Peter, who refers to him as "my son Mark," thereby testifying to a long-standing close relationship. At that time, Mark was acting as interpreter for the Prince of the Apostles, and this provided him with a privileged vantage point, which we see reflected in the gospel he wrote a few years later. Although St. Mark doesn't provide us with a record of any of the Master's great discourses, he makes up for it by giving us a particularly vivid description of the events of Jesus' life with his disciples. In his accounts, we find ourselves once more in those little towns on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. We can sense the hubbub of the crowds that follow Jesus. We can almost converse with the inhabitants of those places and can contemplate Christ's wonderful deeds and the spontaneous reactions of the 12. In a word, we find ourselves witnessing the events of the gospel as if we were actually there in the throng. Through his vivid descriptions, the evangelist manages to imprint on our souls something of the irresistible yet reassuring fascination that Jesus exercised on people and which the apostles themselves experienced in their life with the Master. St. Mark, in effect, gives us a faithful account of St. Peter's most intimate recollections of his Master. With the passage of the years, his memories had not grown dim, but became ever more profound and perceptive, more penetrating and more fond. It can be said that Mark's message is the living mirror of St. Peter's preaching. St. Jerome tells us that Mark, the disciple and interpreter of Peter, wrote down his gospel at the request of the brethren living in Rome, according to what he had heard Peter preach. And Peter himself, having heard it, approved it with his authority to be read in the church. This was, without doubt, Mark's principal mission in life, to transmit Peter's teachings faithfully. What a lot of good he has done right down the centuries. We really have to thank him today for the love he put into his work and for his fidelity to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. His feast is also a good opportunity to consider how well and how lovingly we do our daily gospel reading, which is God's word directed to us personally. We can also ask ourselves how often we act out the role of the prodigal son, or make our own that prayer of blind Bartimaeus, "Lord, let me see," or the prayer of the leper, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." How often have we felt in the depths of our soul that Christ is looking at us and inviting us to follow him more closely, perhaps asking us to overcome a habit that separates us from him, or like faithful disciples to be more charitable with those we find it difficult to get on with. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. We continue praying now on this Feast of St. Mark. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The holy evangelists searched the wisdom of past ages. Through their gospels, they confirmed the words of the prophets. Alleluia.
The holy evangelists searched the wisdom of past ages. Through their gospels, they confirmed the words of the prophets. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hand. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The holy evangelists searched the wisdom of past ages. Through their gospels, they confirmed the words of the prophets. Alleluia.
Through the gospel, God called us to believe in the truth and to share the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
Through the gospel, God called us to believe in the truth and to share the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Through the gospel, God called us to believe in the truth and to share the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Many will praise their wisdom. It shall be remembered forever. Alleluia.
Many will praise their wisdom. It shall be remembered forever. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Many will praise their wisdom. It shall be remembered forever. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. Brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and in which you stand firm. You are being saved by it at this very moment. I handed on to you, first of all, what I myself received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and in accordance with the Scriptures, rose on the third day. They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save. Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
And of the wonders he had worked. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save. Alleluia, alleluia.
Through the grace of Jesus Christ, preachers and teachers were sent out to be ministers of the faith for all who believe. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Through the grace of Jesus Christ, preachers and teachers were sent out to be ministers of the faith for all who believe. Alleluia. Let us sing a song of praise to our Savior, who destroyed the power of death and made clear the path of life and immortality through the gospel, and let us petition him in humble supplication.
Strengthen your church in faith and love.
You gave wonderful guidance to your church through her holy and distinguished teachers.
May Christians rejoice always in the splendid legacy given to your church.
Strengthen your church in faith and love.
When their holy pastors prayed to you, as Moses had done, you forgave the sins of the people.
Through the intercession of these holy pastors, continue to sanctify and purify your church.
Strengthen your church in faith and love.
You anointed your holy ones in the midst of their brothers and called the Holy Spirit down upon them.
Fill all the leaders of your people with the Holy Spirit.
Strengthen your church in faith and love.
You yourself are the sole possession of your holy pastors.
Grant that those you have redeemed with your blood may remain always in you.
Strengthen your church in faith and love.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who raised up Saint Mark, your evangelist, and endowed him with the grace to preach the gospel, grant, we pray, that we may so profit from his teaching as to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ. who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Celebrate St. Mark today. Read some of his gospel. John and Glenn are along with Morning Air in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning, and after that, it's Patrick Conley with The Inner Life. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.